It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's listen to Rob Thompson. It seems to me like a decision probably has been made. I know he's saying he hasn't, but I tend to think he probably has on the leadoff hitter. Just based on the fact that he laid out what he laid out over the weekend, that he may be using both Schwarber and Trey Turner as the leadoff hitter. And the more I think about it, the more I actually like it. I think it's a pretty good idea. But James and Rhea don't like it at all. Let's listen to Topper over the weekend talking about it with Scott Fransky.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off, right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet, but... the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
I like it. I think it's smart. Look, if Trey's an effective hitter against lefties, and he typically is, bat him higher and bat him more and deal with it, you know, roll. And I know James was saying, and Rhea's saying, well, you know, players want comfort and, you know where they are. I mean, I'll remind everyone, 2008 Phils, flip-flopped all the time, not leadoff, but two-hole hitter. The whole season. When the Phillies would face a left-handed pitcher, Jason Wirth would bat second, Shane Victorino would bat sixth, the whole season. When the Phillies would face a right-handed pitcher, Shane Victorino would bat second, and Jason Wirth would bat sixth. They won a championship. Now you can say, well, it's not the leadoff spot, and it's not the leadoff spot. But, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that happens in games relative to is it a righty or lefty. Batter, pitcher, which reliever I'm using in the seventh or eighth inning. Like, I don't think it's crazy
it
talk.
It doesn't seem odd to you that he's doing it this way.
I mean, given the fact that Trey hits lefties as good as he does and righties so much less, no, it doesn't. But I know you and James don't like it. Let's go to the phones. Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, what do you make of this?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
On George Foreman, real quick, the amazing thing is that when he went back to boxing, it was largely because he had a youth center that he funded, and he was going to have to close because he was broke. And so when he originally went back into boxing, it was to earn money to keep his youth center open.
How about that?
Pretty interesting guy.
That's wild.
I think this is idiotic, frankly. And it Rob Thompson continues to find ways to prove that my lack of faith in him as a manager of this baseball team is completely well-founded.
Let me ask you a question. It's kind of like a platoon. Teams have been using platoons in baseball forever. 93 Phillies had three of them. They had a platoon in left, they had a platoon in right, they had a platoon in second. Now, it's not the leadoff platoon, but this is just another form of a platoon.
It's not really.
Why is it so crazy to just have a different leadoff hitter based on who the opposing starting pitcher is?
Because it's not just about who bats leadoff. Who's batting leadoff is going to determine where everybody else in the batting order is hitting, at least the top four guys.
Top four. Yeah, top four will change. The rest probably will not.
So we've spent the entire, spring, talking about will Bryce, the fact that you can talk in these terms, will Bryce agree to bat second instead of third? And that changes everything. And, in addition to doing nothing to really make the team better in the off season, now they're going to do this kind of stuff. Rob Thompson, he's a nice guy. He's a good guy. Served his time, paid his dues in Major League Baseball. But this guy is not the guy that's going to manage his team to a championship. Absolutely, positively not. And this kind of stuff just proves it. And I think
I see it so different than you. I'm not predicting that they win the title, but I just see this as when you say this and James and Rhea, the argument all three of you are making, it just doesn't resonate with me at all. I mean, in the NBA, players play with different combinations of players the whole game.
Players play in the NBA?
Yeah, well, that's right.
It gives us multiplicity. It gives us more options. It gives us.
So here's Joe. One of my biggest complaints, the things that drives me the craziest about Rob Thompson is that he is so married to this righty-lefty, where he's got to stagger these guys rather than just making the best lineup, regardless of which side of the plate you hit from. This is taking that to its most ridiculous extreme. We're going to flip the leadoff hitters based upon that righty lefty thing, and then that of course because we have to, we can't have two right handers in a row. God forbid. So we're going to have to make sure that we rearrange the entire lineup so we go righty lefty, righty lefty, righty lefty. It's idiotic.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I tend to think, based on what he said, that he's going to do it, because I don't think he would have said that if he wasn't. All right, Ken, give me an answer, my man. Best scene ever with a vehicle, from a movie or a show?
Well, I'm not going to go with one of these things that nobody in that studio has ever seen. So the scene where Carol Shelby hijacks Henry Ford II into the GT40 in Ford versus Ferrari, and takes him on the ride.
I wanted to see that movie.
You should see it. It's a really good movie.
Yeah. I like it.
It's right up your alley. Entertaining.
I do want to. Yeah.
And that is a fun scene.
Yeah.
It really is.
I've been a little preoccupied.
It's a good movie.
James, I started a book this week, and I guarantee I'm the only person to fill it off. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Louis the 14th.
Yeah, you are the only person. That's right.
But John, he was a massive figure.
Consequential figure in world history.
But yeah, after I get through the Sun King, maybe I'll get to Ford versus Ferrari. All right, good morning to you. Rainy Monday morning. Moving toward April. Tuesday of next week. Thursday of this week is opening day. Monday of next week is the Phillies home opener. And, as Rhea had in the update there, no Ranger to start the year. It means Taiwan's in. Unfortunately, that's a bummer. Good to have Strom. And it sounds like maybe both Schwarber and Trey will be the leadoff hitters. We shall see. All right, 215-592-9494 to join us. By the way, Time's Yours coming up at about an hour and a half. Now, James, I don't know what's going on with Time's Yours lately, but we have had, and I actually blame the Sixers and Flyers, because we get a lot of calls usually in games or after games in Philadelphia sports, and I think so few people are watching the Sixers and Flyers, that's why we're getting less Time's Yours calls.
Yeah, it's hard to blame them.
I blame them.
Yeah, blame the teams, not the people.
Oh,
I think that's
the
right move. I agree.
I don't blame the people. You could help us out and pick it up a little bit.
I mean, that'd be cool.
So, anything,
You don't have a need to watch the games. Just rip them without watching the games. That's fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or react to our show, the me versus Fritz thing. Who's going to win? Today is the day, today is the day I begin the process of getting in shape.
Oh, you never make proclamations like this on the show, though.
I start working out today.
Uh-huh. Well, you were supposed to start working out
January 1st.
Jeez, yeah. And what happened there?
I didn't. And then prior to that, it was the start of last baseball season, and again, I didn't. And prior to that, it was like 2 years ago.
So what's the difference now?
I got this competition
motivation
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You weren't properly motivated before?
No.
You can't lose to Fritz. The head will just get even bigger.
Plus, Ray, my buddy looking at me this weekend, and the quote he said to me was, quote,
that's just kind of rude.
You got to lose that gut? And that came out of nowhere.
It wasn't like you were saying, I'm trying to lose weight.
We weren't talking about anything like that.
That's kind of rude.
He just looked right at me and said, quote,
good for him.
You got to lose that gut.
You have said the same thing. Like, you've said the same thing repeatedly. That
Who do I say that about?
You need to get rid of your gut. You've brought up the fact that
you've felt
the need to explain the gut.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Us, yeah. That it, you know, you're battling that.
I could probably
Says the same thing, and you're upset.
Well, I was caught off guard.
Okay.
But well, but maybe it helps me.
It's tough love, man. He's just telling you like it is.
I know.
How have you invited somebody over your house to watch games?
Yeah,
Presumably fed him?
Did I feed him?
Did you order food?
A little bit, but then we just went out. I mean, but yeah, Amy had a pizza, and, you know, so it was all good. All right, let's go to the phones. Where do you stand on any of the topics we're discussing today, including the Phil's leadoff spot? Also, someone from sports I'm getting increasingly tired of. We'll get to that shortly. Ruth, right now in Dresher. Ruth, you're back. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys all doing today?
Fantastic. Oh, by the way, Ruth, if you could hold on one moment, because I actually forgot to do the call to action. Time's yours in an hour and a half. Give us some good calls on anything we're discussing. 215-238-4500. That's the number for Time's Yours. Get us some good calls. We'll play the best of the best on the show in about an hour and a half. All right, Ruth, we're doing well. You know, the rain's a little bit of a bummer, but we got the Phillies in 3 days.
Yes, well, I mean, hopefully they start off strong because I think after the Eagles season, it's just expected that they're going to, we expect the same kind of excellence out of the
Phillies. I think it's pretty clear the pecking order right now of quality goes Eagles 1, Phillies 2, and then flip your coin.
I know. What?
All right, Ruth, what do you got for us on the NCAA tournament? Talk to us.
I just don't understand how you aren't excited about this. I mean, they call it the best time of the year for a reason. Not all of the games, are going to be spectacular, but I already mentioned earlier the ending of that Colorado State Maryland game was just unbelievable.
Well, maybe I should have watched more, and if I had, maybe I would have enjoyed it more. I'm just telling you, Ruth, like, I can't manufacture interest when it's not there. I have tried. I'm being honest. I really, and I didn't try to the nth degree this weekend, but I flipped it on a couple times, and I would be like, I don't know anybody. I'm turning it off. I did that like five different times, and I want to want to be interested.
Yeah, but sometimes you just got to give it a little time. A lot of these games started out, they were going to be very lopsided, but, then the other team came back, and, a lot of the fourth quarters were pretty exciting. But the ending of that game was like the epitome of March Madness.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe it is just you got to get to the end of one of those quality games. Maybe that would rekindle your affection, Joe. Did you watch the end of any of these, really good ones?
Probably not. I mean, St. John's, well, I watched that game. I don't know. I mean, it would be
nice. The Florida-UConn game was good, even though it was a 1-8.
Yeah, it was a 2-point game there at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, some of them really were intriguing. Okay. Maybe you just missed the games that were good, and you should give it another chance. Like, find one that intrigues you and...
Well, they all used to intrigue me. That's the problem. All of them. I loved it growing up. All right, Ruth, give me an answer. What?
One quick thing.
Yes.
What you need to do is what I do with professional basketball, which is basically just watch the last 5 minutes. And it'll work for you.
I got you. All right, give me a tremendous scene that's got a vehicle in it.
Well, when I first heard this picture went right into my head. The car, flying off the edge of the cliff, into oblivion.
Oh, yeah.
The ending of Thelma and Louise.
It's a great answer.
That's a big answer. That's a really big one. Thelma and Louise.
I've not seen it.
It's a shocker at the end. And you should see it, John.
And hopefully we didn't blow the ending for you.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rhea, that's
pop culture, I'm guessing, has blown that over the years.
Kidding.
Yeah.
And Rhea, isn't that the movie that the women of America discovered Brad Pitt?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, he's like, here he is, a young 20-something-year-old. Strapping, good-looking guy.
Yes, all of those things.
People do confuse he and I quite a bit. And listen.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The real issue.
Tristan. Legends
how do you
of
get,
the fall.
How do you get through
you
life? Just
Tristan.
Say, you feel like people mob you
it's
every
like
time you're outside. You know?
Oh, man. Oh, Tristan, man. The hair. Legends of the fall.
Yeah.
He was a great
the
looking
side
man.
Side by side, Joe DeCamera and Tristan from
Legends
of the
Fall. Oh, can we do that, please?
Put another way, I really do need to get in shape. I'm coming from a big hole. I'm like in the Sixers and Flyers hole right now. Man. Then again, so is Fritz. I mean, look at that guy. Let's get to Kenny. Kenny, good morning.
Is it morning already? This has been a crazy weekend down here in Clearwater.
Nice.
I just wanted to put a bow on the weekend of Joe Wechter for everybody, just to kind of let them know what happened down
here.
At the Phillies game yesterday, it was put into cahoots to get Joe Wechter to dance on the dugout with the Fanatic.
I've seen the video.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah, I shared the video. Well, here's some backstory. Joe didn't want to do it. We had to prod him into it. Then John Brazier, the ultimate comedian, was scaring Joe, saying that they were going to pants him, they were going to take off his shirt and put a new one on him, and Joe shirtless in the crowd wasn't exactly what Joe wanted to have happen. And then when they go to call him up in the dugout, the best friend, the Fanatic, sticks his hand out to help him up, and last minute pulls it away, and Joe takes a tumble in front of everybody.
Oh no!
Yes, but he got up and he handled like a champ, and he's doing well. He has a boo-boo on his knee. And he took a bow. Chris Wheeler gave him a nice announcement. He got a standing ovation from the crowd.
That's great.
Joe Wechter got a standing.
That's
and,
nice.
And now he's off into the sunset. So just
good for him, man. No, that's good, Kenny. Well, I'm glad you guys are having fun down there. And give us the Wechter report. He deserves it. Yeah, that ovation from the crowd and Wheels mentioning him over the PA. That was really
the PA thing when I heard it. Like I got emotional. Yeah. I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah,
what a neat thing,
good.
You know?
Really, really good. All right, Kenny, you can win the $100 gift card. Give me a great scene with a vehicle.
Well, much like my body at the end of this weekend, the very end of the Blues Brothers car chase when the car just completely falls apart. It was just after everything that went through and then that car just boom. That's always cracked me up.
You got it, Kenny. Good stuff, man. Appreciate the phone call. By the way, let me look at my notes. Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say. Speaking of the Phils, there's a whole other topic we haven't discussed at all. Like, is he really going to be ready for it? Brandon Marsh, everyday player?
Superstar, Joe.
Like
That's what Topper said.
Now here's the good news with this one. Less Johan Rojas.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
So does that mean they're going to let Marsh hit lefties?
Yes.
That means they're going to let him hit lefties.
That's the bad news. That's the bad news.
Yeah.
So, John, do you think he's up to it? I do not. I applaud the try something else because I can't do the Rojas thing. Can't do it. Guy stinks.
I really
Guy
hope
stinks.
Brandon Marsh can grab this thing and run with it.
Yeah, he probably will not, though.
It's hard to hit lefties as a lefty. I've gathered that.
Well, him in particular.
Understand. Yeah, it shouldn't be this hard.
James, like,
let's take a leap this year.
Two-thirds the way through the year. Trade deadline has happened. Is Brandon Marsh still the everyday center fielder?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it.
Look, we're all rooting for the guy, but you go from last year barely ever playing against lefties to now being a pretty much regular. Look, Rojas will get a start here and there. Let's not act like Rojas. He might get one a week.
Toughest of lefties.
But last year he was getting more. And I'm glad that they're obviously they're souring on Rojas. That's pretty clear. He's going to make the team. He has made the team, but he's the fourth outfielder and he's a different type of fourth outfielder this year. It's not a joint center field thing. Like, Marsh is the starter. Rojas is the guy that is the bench guy. That's the plan out of the gate. We'll see how long it lasts. Look, I'm rooting for Rojas also. I mean, I'm rooting for all these guys, but I don't have a ton of confidence in either of them.
I'm rooting for Justin Crawford.
Yeah, to get up sooner than later. That's right. All right, let's talk to JP in Plymouth Meeting. What's going on, JP?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Having a great weekend? Did you have a great weekend?
Yeah.
So, lots to talk about. I like Rob Thompson's decision. It's something different, something to try out. Not something he's trying at the end of the season. He's going to try it out in the beginning of the season, figure out which one works. I like the idea. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but it's something different.
No, that is true. That's very true.
The Eagles, I was talking to my cousin over the weekend, and, like, all the big players, like, they got their contracts and whatnot.
But now, like, you know, the second and, you know, the third wave of players, you know, think about, like, Zach Bond and how he got a second chance and how he got that contract. Like, this is the – Philadelphia is the destination where, like, you can get your second chance. Mm-hmm. And, like, the players can come here and they can stay here. They can get their big money somewhere else. But here's a destination where players can thrive.
Well, yeah, there's truth to that. That's fair.
I agree with that.
Yep.
So that's what I got. My thing on the Joe and Jack thing, I think you're both get into shape, and maybe like the summertime, every weekend, you pick a sport and bring it on Monday. You could talk about on the news update, like Joe beat Fritz in this. Like,
I like that. I like that a lot.
Maybe track and field. And then another caller said maybe do it like for charity, incorporate charity in it. Like pick, you guys can both pick a charity and people can donate and the winner, you know, it can be a good thing for everybody.
No, it's got some legs. There's different things we can do with this for sure.
I love including in the updates. That's brilliant.
I definitely think you should go with it. Yeah. Once I heard that, Seltz came on and says, you got something on the Joe and Jack thing. I said, oh, I've been brewing since I heard
that. Uh-oh. All right, JP, great scene with the vehicle.
The bus for speed.
Oh yeah.
Well, I need a scene, not a concept. Give me a scene.
Oh, okay. The scene when there is there's no more road.
Yep.
And
they jump.
That's the correct answer.
And they have to jump the. It's so absurd, though.
It's the most ridiculous.
Of course it is.
The single most ridiculous thing in a ridiculous movie.
And it's awesome.
Not even just the jump, the fact that it could continue to go at 55 miles per hour after landing the jump. Nonsense. Or 50 miles, whatever it is.
I was in love with her, John, at the end of that movie. I remember walking out of the movie.
Was. I was in love with her.
America. Just put America
her.
After that because we were all in love with her.
My God.
Calais Campbell.
Yes. Big man.
Could he be an Eagle?
First off, he's like 70
he's
years old.
I think he's 85, actually. I could
he's
be wrong.
38 years old, but he's really good.
And he's still available?
Yeah, and last year, as far as I know, PFF graded him out as the 7th best D lineman.
He's had a great career.
Yes, he has.
Be a great leader.
By the way, no ring.
Okay. Mm.
Calais Campbell, 38. We know he's been everywhere.
Yeah.
No ring. He's now in a situation where we're a magnet. Our organization, our success, this Eagles team, guys like Calais Campbell, their nose, we're wafting his way.
Maybe.
And
okay.
It smells delicious.
It's intriguing. I'm intrigued. All right, we got three different Twitter poll questions of the day, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy is your Corvette headquarters. If you've dreamed about owning a Corvette, well, now is the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, do you like Rob Thompson's idea of using both Schwarber and Trey to lead off? It would be Schwarber against righties and Trey against lefties. Do you like it, yes or no? Second poll question, who's a better athlete? DeHammer or Fritz? Third poll question. Let's all go on the record right now of where we think the NFL should go with this one. Third poll question. Which team, and we'll know this probably within about a month, which team should the NFL schedule versus the Eagles to kick off the 2025 NFL season? Obviously, they'll get that Thursday night game at the link to start the whole thing. Now, we've narrowed it down from 8 potential home opponents that could be on opening night to 4. Should it be Dallas, Detroit, the Rams, or Washington? John, if you're the commissioner, you get to wave the wand and get an intriguing opening night game. Dallas, Detroit, the Rams, or Washington?
Yeah, I'd love to see the Lions and the Eagles square off. I think everyone was expecting that for the NFC Championship game last year, and everyone still kind of wants to see what would have happened. And that I love the fact that it'll be here in Philadelphia.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Yeah, the Super Bowl winner. I don't think. Well, maybe there was one time the Super Bowl winner had to go on the road.
Yeah, the
for
Bucks.
The opener.
The Bucks had to come here.
That's true, and they crushed us. I remember.
Yeah, we all do. 2003. After, that was really that was unbelievable. They win. The Bucks win the championship in 02 and have to start in Philly.
Who was the tight end who dropped the pass in the end zone? Was
it LJ?
Was it LJ?
I don't know. I mean, he was the tight end.
LJ. Yeah, I think he dropped one in the end.
I'm surprised the Eagles moved the ball inside the red zone that game.
Such an awful, awful, awful game.
So bad. Oh, I don't remember him dropping it, but
I just seem to remember that for some
reason. Well, he would have been a rookie, I think, because I think 03, I think,
that
was
been his
rookie
very
year.
First game.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, James, Cowboys, Lions, Rams, Washington.
Yeah, I get John's answer. Detroit, I think, is like the, you know, Goliath that makes sense. Like, I think a lot of people want that. This is very simple for me. There's one team I want to be standing on the field watching us raise our freaking banners, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. Like, obvious.
All right, is that going to be the justice?
What other thing do I care about here? They're the Cowboys terrible. On the field while our banner gets raised, the visual, like, there'll be pictures of it. We can always have the picture of the Cowboy guy looking up at our banner.
You know, the commissioner don't care about that, though.
I don't care. I'm saying what I care about. Give me that.
All right, Rhea, which team?
I love James's pettiness so much. I mean, that I wish I would have thought of it. So here's what I would do. Detroit, the NFL wants them late. They want that as a marquee matchup, like a Sunday night later in the season. The division games are usually later. I like the Rams. I do like the Rams. Just here will be fun. Instead of it snowing, it'll be beautiful.
It was by far the closest playoff game the Eagles had.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really tight there. I don't have to remind people. That got really nerve-wracking at the end. Look, I'm going to cross out Dallas. I don't think they're good enough. I think this comes down to Detroit, the Rams, and Washington, who all made the playoffs last year. I'm kind of intrigued by Jaden Daniels versus the Eagles. I do agree with Rhea's point that I could see the league holding the Detroit Eagles game for a Fox 425 or a Sunday night in October or November. Now, you do hope that both teams are healthy. I do want to see that game someday. I mean, my God. I mean, this year, it's like Detroit just got...
Joe, I've got good news for you. That game's going to happen this year. It's on the schedule.
Well, not though if they're all injured.
I mean, I'm joking. I'm saying they're playing the Lions. Yes.
Well, I know they're playing them, but... I kind of feel like I lean toward Washington. Jaden Daniels against Jalen Hurts. I think that'd be a pretty intriguing matchup. And I hate that the NFL never gives you like NFC East versus NFC East in September anymore. I mean, the schedule is too predictable. It's you're going to get stuffed at the end of the year with, you know, four straight games at the end versus the NFC East. You're going to have one or two sprinkled in earlier in the season in October or November, and like that's it every year. It's boring.
I don't think it's boring. I like that it's exotic at the start of the
year.
I don't think they'll do Washington.
Going
to cross it
because of this
at the start of the year. I prefer that. I like the idea that it could be exotic like that.
All right, so you tell us who should it be, who will it be? The specific Twitter poll question we have is not will it be, it should. Who should the NFL schedule versus the Eagles to start the year? All right, let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Seltzer, 3 days to opening day. You feeling it?
I am
it?
So pumped up,
you
man.
You got it a little?
Yeah, I really am. I'm really ready for baseball. Like, it's go time.
Just making sure.
Oh, yeah.
Uniform. Am I wearing it?
Oh, it's a good question.
Am I not?
No. You burning it or...
Well, let's remember, when I did not wear it last year, they went the least far
it's a good
by
point.
Far.
That's a good point, actually.
I mean,
that's true.
A little credit for the hammer. The two times I wore it, they went to...
Why did you not wear it last year?
Because they had lost the two prior years, and the idea... Oh, when Devin showed up late. Remember,
oh, that's right. To
she
the
got
Borgata.
Pulled over by the cops, and she was late, so her punishment was she had to wear the uniform.
Well, that seems like it backfired.
It did.
Yes, it did.
Even though it seemed good initially because they started out hot for 2 months.
Hmm.
I'm ready to take it back on, but I don't know if people...
Want
would embrace
it?
That or not.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
either.
Everyone put the thinking caps
yeah,
on.
But that, I will spend nothing. I will think about nothing else for
is
the
it,
next 20
is it washed?
Is it washed? Yeah, it's washed. The station got it, like, dry cleaned.
Oh, geez.
Which I was embarrassed about. They got it dry cleaned for me to give it to Devin, and then I think they got it dry cleaned again for Devin to give it back to me.
Well, that's incredibly
like, what am I an ogre?
It's appropriate.
What am I an ogre here?
Yeah. No, I think it's appropriate. You know?
And James, when we do it, I can't remember. Is it when they play away on opening day?
I feel like it's
opening
just
day
for
or the
home opener.
I think so, too.
Yeah, is what I remember. You definitely have done it for the home opener.
Yeah.
I don't remember if you did both. I don't think so.
He was at...
Well, definitely,
he's there,
yeah.
For the game, we've been there. It feels like maybe 3 years.
I'm a couple times, and I haven't worn it since 2023's playoff when they were rolling. When I was wearing it,
and the thing that sticks out in my head with that is you running through the streets in cleats looking for a portolette.
That was 2022 World Series. That's what that was, man. I had to go to
the
bathroom.
You got the blue. You got the blue on you.
Yeah, I remember all of that. And believe me, I got more than blue on me. And it was...
Oh, it, come
no,
on.
I'm not saying it was brown.
Oh,
I'm saying it had some drippage.
Oh.
Let's go to the phones. What can brown
so
do for
gross.
You?
But you were jogging. Actually, that's the time I've seen you run the farthest.
Well, I was desperately
ever.
Had to go. When a guy's got to go, a guy's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Cherry Hill and Chuck in Cherry Hill right now. What up, Chuck?
Man, you can tell it's Monday. I don't agree with one point you made so far, Joe, but I do love you. And hats off to Ruth. Did Ruth ever crush it? And I love it when the caller has low affect, low emotion, which just makes great points. I mean, I don't know, Joe, where were you? But if the Clemson, Connecticut, Florida, Arkansas, Johnnies, and Maryland game were an epic, show me epic basketball. I thought it was a fantastic. Now,
okay.
The lack of a local team
that hurts.
Does taint that. No doubt about it. I'm going to see it. But I mean, there were 12 other games played close down the last 8 minutes. I thought it was. I thought Saturday's game between the two arch rival coaches, Arkansas and St. John's, local kid Wagner. And the fact that neither team could knock a three down meant that they had to do it inside. That changes the game. Usually you're just watching three after three after three. It was a battle. And the ref, to Rhea's point, the refs really hurt the game late. That was really
the only reason St. John got back in the game. And listen, I picked St. John to go to the Final Four, so I wanted them to win.
So did I.
But the only reason they got back in that game was because of the officials.
Well, so Chuck, I hear everything you're saying, okay? But I want to flip it around a little bit. The reason that's the only game I watched is it's one of the only games that I knew anybody that was a participant, meaning the coaches.
And cared about them.
And cared.
On top of it, yeah.
I mean, Chuck, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know who the coach of Indiana is.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know who the coach of UCLA is.
Great point.
Let's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Mick Cronin, is he still there?
I don't know who these guys are anymore.
It's hard to keep track of, like, conferences at this point. Like, forget about North, South, East, West, and how wonky that can get. Like, I lose track of what school is in what conference because that has been changing dramatically over the years. I just feel like I'm so distanced.
How about this?
From
I don't,
all of it.
I don't even know, and I'm a Big East guy. I don't know who Syracuse's coach is. I don't know who UConn's. Oh no, Hurley.
Hurley yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah.
I'm with you.
But that's
I'm with
it.
You
like
a little bit. Yeah. A little bit of baseball.
All right, go for it. Baseball. Problem. Talk to us.
So Schwarber gives you the quintessential perfect year as a leadoff. 110, 104, 106. And only Bobby Abreu did that for years. So he makes it difficult to make the change. And then Turner, say what you will about spring doesn't count. There's still a warm up period. Look at Harper's numbers. Turner puts up a 167. Gives you some pause about starting your season and committing him to the leadoff spot. As far as Ken's comment, absolutely positively not. We haven't thrown the first pitch yet, Ken. Come on, let's give Topper a chance, okay?
Yeah, he's out on Topper. He is out.
A little much, Ken. Big
as in as he was on Sirianni, he's equally out.
As he was on Sirianni.
On Rob Thompson.
Yep.
All right, Chuck, give me a great scene with a vehicle.
Ruth did that, too. She took my answer. My other answer was the French Connection subs. I'm on empty, Bubby, but I'll get you tomorrow.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call. All right, so it's funny. I stumbled into the Dan Hurley thing, forgetting that he's the guy annoying me.
Yeah.
So I said earlier, guy in sports annoying me. So this was very ironic yesterday. Dan Hurley, and listen, congrats to UConn on a great run of years. By the way, UCLA remains the last team to win three in a row. So a couple teams had gotten to two in a row. UConn got to two in a row the last couple years. Florida got to two in a row in the 2000s. Duke got to two in a row in the 90s. Georgetown, the great teams of the 80s, did not. UNLV, great teams of the early 90s, did not. It's hard to get to two. It's really hard to get to three. UCLA with Wooden remains last. But with that said, UConn deserves praise for what they've accomplished, and Dan Hurley deserves praise. However, this guy's really irritating. So the irony is, in his postgame press conference yesterday, he says that they lost with honor, which I'm sure is true. I didn't see the game, but it makes sense. Team goes down fighting. You know, some players.
It's a top seed.
Yeah, some.
It was a very good team.
Players were on last year's team. Like, okay, with honor. I get it. But then the video surfaces of Hurley stomping off the court, going back after the game, dropping F-bombs left and right, complaining about the officials. Ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, is this with honor? Listen. All right, let's listen to Dan Hurley. What you're about to hear, multiple. These bleeps are F-bombs. He's mad at the refs. He's just mad. Guy's always mad. Dan Hurley.
I hope they don't do that to you, man. I hope they don't do that to you,
man. All right.
He's talking to the Baylor coach there, by the way. That's listening. The next game, Baylor's coming out to play. He's hope they don't do that to you is that.
Right. Baylor's coming into play. He's going out. So, John, like, can a coach say we lost with honor at the podium after acting like that?
Yeah. No one likes losing. I mean, maybe he didn't realize that was out there as he was talking about losing with honor.
Tired of him.
I don't lose well. Personally, I don't blame him for not losing well. I mean, I know that this is something that he probably will talk to his team about. Hey, I did a bad job with that. Let's all take a lesson from this.
Unless he doesn't. Who knows? I mean, who knows what he says back there to them?
He's acted inappropriately for a long time. Like, I've always found him amusing.
Right.
But it's just getting to the point where it's like, dude.
I agree.
I mean, look, you've won two national championships. Very good. You didn't have a great defense this year. You went as far as you could go, but just the behavior on this, I don't know how he doesn't get thrown out of more games.
He it's like he's a madman out there.
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
It's a lot. All right, so, and he's one of the few coaches I know in college basketball, and for the most part, he's good for college basketball because he's one of the few people many people in America know. But with that said, I mean, dude, rein it in a little bit. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Jordan in Princeton right now. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, morning team. Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Jordan?
Man, you got energy out of the gate. Holy
shit.
Boom!
I mean, listen, I'm excited to start complaining about the Philadelphia Phillies for the next 7 months. We've complained about the Eagles for as long as we've had. It ended up successfully. So let's complain and moan about the Phillies a little bit. By the way, Rhea, WIT did you a favor. That insurance policy required them to dry clean the camera's uniform before giving it to you.
So no, he gave it to Devin. I didn't have to worry about those cooties.
Well, look, yeah, then you're extra clean, extra clean. So, first thing I just want to say, last Thursday's show, honoring your colleague Joe Wechter, that was a beautiful piece of talk radio. I really enjoyed all 4 hours of it, and I just want to congratulate you guys and your colleagues.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you to say, and it was really nice of, I mean, think who either came in or called in. It was Angelo. It was Al.
Jonesy.
Conklin. John Brazier. Pete from Chickies and Pete's.
Billy King.
Might be missing one or two. It was really special. It's really, really nice. Yeah.
As a listener, we talk about, it's a radio show, but this is a family. We're Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
It's a family-style city.
Absolutely.
Really nice look into all the relationships there. So let's talk about the Phillies for a second. Quick commentary. There's 162 games in this season. Let them play around with the lineup. I think my biggest frustration with Rob Thompson over the last couple of years is his inability to move off of decisions he makes. He's more stubborn than me in an argument with my wife. The guy just won't let it go. Mix the lineup around a little bit. 162 games. Give Trey a spot. If he's hot, let him get on base like Rollins did. If Schwarber's pulling, then put him in fourth. Let him drive in some runs. Let him sack.
All right, so Jordan, I hear you. I'm going to go to Seltzer. Seltzer, you're against the idea of two different leadoff hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan's saying, in part, it's just experimentation, which you've also been pro doing that in some other areas
sure.
of this team.
Yeah.
So what's your counter to that?
We've experimented. Like, we've done this already. We've seen Trey lead off. We've seen Schwarber lead off. Like, I don't need to know.
But they haven't done it where it's only against four.
Yeah, and
they haven't done. They have not done that.
No, but they've done it where they've changed throughout the season.
Like, they have.
So,
but
like,
this would be totally different. This would be. I mean, this is Trey bats against lefties and Schwarber bats against righties. They haven't done that.
Sure. Yeah.
And just to be clear, though, they don't need to run it as a random order for the entire season, but let's take a couple of weeks and figure out what's working right now. Spring training is spring training. It's not real ball. You're not facing the real pitchers. Let's give these guys a chance to work at the bank and see what can happen.
Okay.
And I'm gonna put some faith in Topper. The guy's got us to the playoffs. He's managing a very good team. Let's see what happens.
All right, Jordan, give me an answer for a scene with a vehicle.
You got to give me one more point here. Just on the city of Philadelphia as a whole, the city took a huge loss this weekend with the closing of the Wanamaker Macy's building on Market East. It was a beautiful scene there.
Yeah.
All the people coming out to see the Oregon, the Fly Eagles fly first time. Mayor Parker, get it together. Your city is falling apart. Center City is a mess. You're losing cultural icons. Make this city a championship city. We brought home a Super Bowl. We're going for a World Series. Mayor Parker, turn the city around. Bring people back to Center City, Philadelphia. I can't be more vocal or adamant
about
that.
No, you said it. You said it.
We are losing the center of the city.
All right.
On the car,
the vehicle.
1967, Lincoln Continental, owned by the brother of Kent Dorfman, Fred Dorfman, in Animal House, turns into the death.
Oh, his phone just zapped out.
Oh,
all right.
Too much energy by him.
A lot of energy. By the way, Rhea, here's my proposal for you, because it is a shame about Macy's.
I've gone there. I went as a child all the time to see the Christmas show. I took my son, you know, the light show. So I'm really sad about that.
Here's where I say the Oregon should go.
Where?
Citizens Bank Park.
Because
I remember hearing before I was born that there used to be an Oregon.
Yeah.
Was it Connie Mack?
They should definitely have an Oregon. I'm so with you on this.
Wouldn't that be a beautiful spot to put the Oregon?
Great call by you.
There still
great
is
call.
Put
one
in the ballpark.
Place.
It's not an Eagles thing.
No.
You know, I mean, it's definitely not a Sixers thing. Maybe it could work at a Flyers thing, but, like, put it in the Phillies ballpark. Give me an Oregon.
That would be awesome.
I think that'd be, because it's got to go somewhere. I mean, it still sounds great.
I need to know where they're putting the light show. It's very important to me.
All right, coming up in 1 minute, you know, we played the audio of George Foreman when he won the title back at the age of 45 earlier. We played the Jim Lampley call. We got a call that might even be better on a day that we honor the great George Foreman. Wait till you hear the way the announcers, a different set of announcers, called Foreman's win at age 45. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute's time.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets, and that's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know that my family is getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love. Switch to Natural Lawn's safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of. And what a difference more grass seed can make. I know it's made a huge difference for my lawn. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. Get free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie on this side. It's a rainy gray Monday morning, but I hope you're having a good start to the day. Baseball season starts in 3 days. So George Foreman passed away over the weekend. It's a pretty big death in the world of sports. I mean, he was a heavyweight champion twice, became one of the great pitchmen of all time with the Foreman Grill, made more money with that than he did in boxing.
Net worth $300 million. Who turned down the George Foreman Grill? I'd love to know that.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan or something?
Oh,
someone famous turned it down, and then it went to Foreman, yeah.
All right, so the Foreman thing, it's one of the more wild stories in the history of sports. You know, he's the guy early, and he's got the belt, and then Ali beats him. And then after a few more fights, he steps away, I think at the age of 28. So after 10 years out, he comes back at 38, which is so ridiculous. Like, when Dick Vermeil did it, from a coaching standpoint, that was unusual. But this is the actual athlete. This is the athlete, not the coach. Like,
this
the athlete.
This is boxing.
This is boxing. Like, you didn't box for 10 years. 10! So he comes back, and he's doing the climb back up the ranks. And he gets this title shot against Michael Moore in the mid-90s at the age of 45, which nobody had ever won a belt at that age before. And I think that record was ultimately broken by Bernard Hopkins, yeah, in the middleweight division, or upper middleweight or whatever that was. What's that called? Light heavyweight or whatever the heck. B-Hop was in a couple different divisions. But my point is, Foreman sets the record, and he obviously still holds the record for oldest to get it in the heavyweight division. And the moment that he knocked out Michael Moore was an all-timer. It was stunning. And he'd been losing the fight.
Yeah, Moore was stupid.
Dominating him.
He was dominating, but he was stupid to get. Like, that was the last time me and my friends all got together to watch a boxing, mm-hmm, you know, big-time match.
Yep.
And we were like, what do you do? Why
you know
are you?
What, you know what mistake he made, Ray?
Allowing him to get close to him.
The Apollo Creed Rocky II mistake.
Yep.
Ooh.
When his guy in the corner kept saying, just stay away. All you got to do
away.
Is stay away. Stay away. And you win the title.
Yep.
Or keep the title,
couldn't
keep
do
the
it.
Belt. But, you know, so Michael Moore is going toe-to-toe with Foreman. Let's listen. I've never heard this one until this morning, John. A different version of the call. And these announcers are great when Foreman got the belt back.
George Foreman enjoying his best round of the fight here in round 10. There's a right hand. Down goes Moore. He's flat on his back. He may not get up.
Not maybe. He's not moving.
Moore couldn't be about to lose the heavyweight title.
I don't believe this.
John Cortez pulls off the count.
It's over.
It is over.
Holy
and George
cow.
Foreman has pulled off the miracle that no one thought possible.
That's so good. It's so good.
They cannot fathom what just happened.
That's right.
No one
they can't
expected
fathom it.
This.
Yeah.
And there he is. Boom. It looked so absurd. George Foreman looked so absurd. Remember, he's just standing there.
Yeah, he's standing
he's
there.
Not
yeah.
bouncing
no.
around.
Correct.
He's standing there and just swinging his arms every once in a while. And he's swinging for the fences
yeah.
every time.
And it happened so suddenly.
Man,
so
it was,
suddenly.
It was amazing. The best, he had the best line after that because a lot of people were trying to say it was fixed.
Yep.
He goes, yeah, sure, I fixed it. I fixed it with my right hand.
There you go.
I mean,
that
you
is
just
line.
Knew if he was going to hit you, he was going to go down.
And then he went right to the corner, nailed in prayer, and then stood up and was the champ. It's an amazing thing.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.